All right, recording should have begun.
Okay, I got 4 o'clock, so I'm going to call this meeting to order. Can I have a roll call, please?
Absolutely. Josh Short.
Here.
Tiffany Draghi. Linda McDonald.
Here.
Kelly Sullivan.
Here.
And Susan Tullis.
Here.
Okay. Do we have any public comments? I'm going to guess no. Let's go to approval of minutes from March 7th, 2023, attachment 4.1.
So moved.
Thank you, Linda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Susan. Mm-hmm. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Got a roll call vote, please.
Sure can. Josh Short?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Kelly Sullivan?
Yes.
And Susan Tullis.
Yes.
All right. Nice and easy. We have no unfinished business.
Nope.
So let's go to new business. Top places survey 2023 results presentation.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. So bear with me for one moment. I always have like 50 tabs pulled up at the same exact time. So let's go start at the beginning. All right. Can everybody see that? St. Louis Post-Dispatch Top Workplaces 2023?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and move us out of the way here. Okay, so St. Louis Post-Dispatch does a top workplaces survey every year. Last year was our first year participating, and we became a top workplace for 2022. So this is this year's survey. In the corner here, you'll see just a little cloud of some common words that came up in the survey: collaborative, friendly, caring, productive, progressive, dedication, and passionate, which are exciting to see. What I wanted to do this year, because I know, Susan, you are new to the committee here, and I wanted to explain a little bit about how the top workplaces are determined. So no two top workplaces are exactly alike, and they are based on culture of excellence, and they prioritize the day in and the day out. So basically what happens is the top workplaces starts with one employee engagement survey. And that survey then is sent out to all of our employees. And what determines if we are an organization top workplace winner are our employees and the comments and the information that they give within this survey. So it captures their feedback, talks about our culture, what's working, what's not working. And the workplace survey itself is composed of 24 questions, and those questions are what is rated on the culture and also all the top workplace initiatives. So what I'm going to do here, and tell me if you cannot, let me share the sound here. I'm going to play just a little video clip to where Dr. Greg Barnett goes into what makes a top workplace. So that way everybody can kind of understand what they're looking for when it comes to top workplaces. So if you wouldn't mind giving me a thumbs up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Barnett, Chief People Scientist at Energage.
Okay.
If you're watching this, then you believe in the importance of high-performing people-first cultures. These are companies that are successful because they put their people at the center of all that they do. And by prioritizing the employee experience, they are known to outproduce, out-innovate, and out-deliver the competition. That's what top workplaces are. They represent the best of the best, and winning is no easy feat. And since winning a top workplace award is a true achievement, we get a lot of questions about the process and the science and how it all actually works. So here's a little information to help you understand it all a little bit better. First, it's important to realize that the top workplace competitors already represent an elite breed of organization. Our research shows that companies who choose to participate in the Top Workplaces program are on average 20 to 30 points higher on employee engagement than the national average. So winning a Top Workplace award isn't about beating average, It's about outperforming organizations who've developed some very special cultures. Second, the program is entirely based on employee feedback. We all know that employees can be your harshest critics or your greatest advocates, but you have to know what matters to them. That's why the Top Workplace Program process begins with the Energage Employee Engagement Survey. This survey is scientifically designed and uses data captured from more than 70,000 organizations of all sizes, sectors, and locations from across the last 15 years. There's a lot of science and data behind it. The survey is broken up into three major parts. First, we ask questions related to employee engagement. So how motivated are employees? Are they willing to refer others to work at their company? Are they loyal? In other words, are they looking for jobs at other companies? Next, we ask questions related to what we call the culture drivers. So these are aspects of the culture and the cultural experience that drive better engagement and better business results. So how much appreciation are people getting? How strong are the values? How are the managers doing? And finally, we ask about the basics, including pay, benefits, training, things like that. Once the survey is complete, Energage identifies which companies rise to the level of being a top workplace. And this is really just based on how well similarly sized organizations score across all the items of the survey. So when employees are reporting that their companies are highly engaged, driving a great culture experience, and taking care of the basics, our industry-leading benchmarks, which by the way are made up of more than 23 million employees, confirms that they are a high-performing, people-first culture, and then they're named a top workplace. All winners receive the coveted badge to showcase the prestigious recognition to their employees in the world. This helps to support their brand reputation and reinforces that internal feeling that employees have about the strength of their culture. We don't stop there either. In addition to recognizing these premier organizations in partnership with almost 60 of the most reputable newspapers across the world, our national Top Workplaces program evaluates companies by industry, as well as by key aspects of cultural excellence that really matter to employees and job seekers. These include companies that are really doing well in appreciation, the direction of the company, the strength of their values, how they're innovating, and diversity and inclusion as well. And don't worry, for those who are wondering, Energage deploys a number of mechanisms to ensure the integrity of our top workplace ranking process. Our approach is proprietary, but we use our wealth of data and experience to ensure winners truly do represent cultural greatness. So there you have it. We take the authentic voice of your employees, use well-designed scientific measurement, and combine years of experience and massive big data to measure and reward companies who have built truly special cultures. I hope this was helpful, and please keep putting people first.
All right.
Great. Well, hopefully everybody enjoyed that and it gave you a little bit of insight as far as how they go about in choosing top workplaces. So the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is our local paper that does the Top Workplaces 2023 survey. We conducted this survey. We started sending it out on March 7th through April 14th to all employees at Illinois Heartland Library System. It was sent out to 93 employees that were invited, and 74 employees actually responded to our survey. And that equates to 79.6% of our employee population participating in the survey. This is a lot better than we had last year. Last year we had 65.6% response rate. So we actually increased the response rate by 14% this year. So I was super excited to see that because the more people feel comfortable with giving their opinions, the more we can focus on what we do right and address those areas of concern. So this is our fun little culture cloud of some fun words that described our culture here at IHLS, that we were customer service driven, we're great, learning, entrepreneurial, nice, challenging, fun, motivating, helpful, all fabulous words that any employer would want to see from its employees. So now I'm going to go into the specifics of the results. And the bar graphs are, they can be a little confusing, so I'm going to go ahead and explain those. So the blue bar graph that you see, that is Illinois Heartland Library System. So that is IHLS. The gray piece are nonprofit organizations that are similar to us and how we rate against them. And then you'll see a little trend bar in March of 2022, and that's how we rated against those same types of organizations in 2022. So if you look in, and can you see it? Can you all see it? Oop. Okay. So I want to kind of maybe bring it up because I don't know if y'all are like me, but I have bifocals and that's really hard for me to see the little, but I couldn't make it any bigger without compromising the data. So new ideas are encouraged at Illinois Heartland Library System. Leadership. So this just kind of tells us that we are just 7% down in that we understand what's happening at Illinois Heartland Library System compared to other organizations of our size. So this just kind of gives us some statistics, and it is the 50% favorable and above. If we go into the trends, you can kind of see the trends here from an organizational level in March of 2022 and what those were. So I'm not going to go into all the details there. So the culture drivers, this is kind of a better graph because anything from yellow is neutral and anything in any of the shades of green are positive. So the lighter shade is slightly agree, and then the darker one is strongly agree. So you can see if you go to the very top, my manager and supervisor cares about my concerns. We do very well in that particular area. We also do very well with manager and supervisor helping me learn and grow. And also, my job feels like I am part of something meaningful. So that is fabulous to hear, just based on our mission and values of supporting our library members, that everybody understands that mission and that we all contribute, whether directly or indirectly, to our mission and value. And also feeling genuinely appreciated at Illinois Heartland Library System. That's huge. The three that are kind of a little bit on the lower end would be the operating by strong values. And I think that has to go with just the communication. You know, our delivery department, they're always out in the field all the time. So they don't always get the messages that the administration staff does and the professional staff do. So we're working on finding ways to make sure that they understand that they are truly the heart of the organization. So new ideas. So we have a little bit of a concern, you know, on new ideas from the company as well. I'm going to go ahead and do this. So if we go in here, we can kind of read if you all want to read it. I'm not going to read every single statement to you all. But one thing that I can say that is common, so if you just kind of focus on the red areas of concern there, meetings at Illinois Heartland Library System, that's an area in which last year we had similarly had some concerns that there may have been too many meetings at Illinois Heartland Library System. So we're looking at working with our teams. So what I did was I gave all of the directors their individual comments from their individual departments to go back and talk to their teams. Talk to their teams about what those comments were. Come up with ideas on how we can do better. What wins can we celebrate? What are we doing right? So that way, this kind of gives all of our employees that engagement opportunity to come up with the solutions, because it shouldn't just be management and leadership coming up with all the solutions. The company as a whole and as an organization needs to come up with those solutions. And we all need to work together to make things better and also to recognize our wins as well. Going in here. So when we look at here at this particular chart, this kind of breaks down folks by their years of service and how long they've been within the organization. So I was excited to see that 6 to 12 months folks. So all of our newer employees were feeling really positive. People that have been with us forever, more than 15 years, were positive as well. And just kind of trying to identify those areas of concern. So where we don't rate the same as other nonprofits would be less than the 6 months and then 3 to 5 years. So I'm very interested to find out from our directors and our supervisors, you know, why is that? One factor may be COVID, because we were all out and a lot of those folks started during that time frame. So they really didn't get an accurate reflection as far as who IHLS was, because we were all just operating and trying to get by. So just identifying what those areas are and making sure that we can do what we can to make things better. And again, celebrate our wins too on what we do right. This breaks it down by employees on culture drivers for full-time versus part-time employees. So this just kind of tells us that we are underperforming for full-time employees when it comes in regards to the nonprofit for 2023 in those industries and those benchmark industries that we are benchmarked against. And then also just negative 1% for part-time employees. But I would like to point out that that negative 1% could also be a reflection of the fact that we are having less part-time employees and more full-time employees. So that could be a little bit skewed because what we're trying to do is, with attrition, as our drivers move out of the position or they retire or they go somewhere else, we move those roles into more of a full-time role. So that way we have somebody dedicated to the routes and each of the routes, and also somebody dedicated to knowing several different routes and not just working 1 or 2 days a week. We're always going to have some sort of part-time employee population base when it comes to drivers, just for filling in purposes and things like that, because the full-time guys are going to need to go on vacation. So we're always going to have some sort of floaters. So I do want to point out that that part-time employee, it could be skewed a little bit just because of that statistic and kind of that initiative that we've taken within this fiscal year. So here we go with just kind of talking about favorable for culture based on their salaries. So it looks like from a standpoint, those higher paid individuals are probably less. It says we are at negative 10% when compared to other folks in our industry. I think that has a lot of factors too, from inflation. I think we have been really great at trying to do market adjustments and things of that nature and trying to stay up with that. So while we're not quite there, we are making efforts towards making that better. So when we go into kind of the basics on the job has met or exceeded the expectations that they had when they started, very happy to hear that 10% better than the normal company. So apparently we're doing something right with explaining the expectations when new folks do come on board. I think we do a fabulous job with flexibility. We do offer a hybrid work schedule here to a lot of our professional staff members that are able to work from home. So they can work 2 days from home and then 3 days in the office. I think that has helped kind of ease people back from COVID when we were all completely remote. It's because before we only had 1 day a week that they could work. So we increased that to 2 days once we started bringing employees back into the office. Benefits, I think we always score very highly in this particular area. We do offer such a great array of benefits for IHLS. That is one thing that I hear the most, even with exit interviews and the 90-day interviews that I do with the employees. They always talk about our generous benefits program, and that a lot of times that sometimes means more than the compensation piece of it, because they do understand the value of that. So my pay is fair for the work that I do. So I think we've kind of evened ourselves up with the industry, and that 0% kind of reflects that. So I love to look at that. The formal training that they want for their career, we're a little bit down on 5% on that. We have been making some initiatives towards that. We've implemented LinkedIn Learning, and that has been highly successful. If you all read the activities reports that we do every month and put in your board reports, you can see that I list all the classes there that employees do in fact take, and you can see a large array of folks taking advantage of those LinkedIn Learning. All right. And then we have the basics based on tenure, kind of like we did before with the culture drivers, kind of where are we doing well at. New employees, I think we're doing really well. Really new employees, less than 6 months, 6 to 12 months, even folks from 1 to 3 years. But there again, we get that 3 to 5 years that is kind of at a negative 10% when we're compared to other organizations. Like I said, I think some of that is based on COVID and where we were at. But again, that's why we're having our managers go out to our team members and find out, is that the case? What exactly is causing folks that are from 3 to 5 years to feel a little less than the average company when it's compared to ours? So full-time and part-time employees. So this just kind of is an hourly basis. So we are greater 4% on both full and part-time employees when compared to other organizations. So that's great. So we've got the non-exempt staff feeling good about what they're doing. And then we also show favorable in the basis in the statements by the basic statements. You can see here that we have all increases, and we are all above what the normal benchmarkings are for those individuals that are within our same nonprofit organization. Okay, so here we have engagement statements at the organizational level. So our engagement is 4% higher than your average nonprofit, and more than 6% have not considered searching for a job in the past month. So that's a fabulous thing, because we obviously don't want our employees to go anywhere. We feel that we do hire the best of the best, and we would like to keep it that way. And we do understand, you know, the value of the knowledge that comes with a lot of our employees, whether they've worked in our member libraries at one time, and just the knowledge of the industry, because we do have a very unique industry. So over 4% would recommend other people working at Illinois Heartland Library System, which that does reflect. We do have a employee referral program. So if an employee refers somebody after 90 days, they do get $100 a bonus and incentive after their new employee has completed the 90 days of service. So, and I love that we motivate people to give their very best at work. So that's a great statement. So here are the distribution of the responses on the engagements. Again, the greens are the favorable ones, yellow neutral, and then those in the red and the maroony color are just more of areas of concern. So I'm just gonna sneak on by those. Here we have the most people that have exceeded 21% of engagement on those folks that have been with us 10 to 15 years. You know, and I think that's unique in our organization, because there's really not a lot of people that stay at companies for 10 to 15 years. They have noted that the average lifespan of an employee is about 5 years. When I look at all the HR statistics with the Society for Human Resource Management. So I think that says a lot about our company, that our employees stay with us. So makes a big difference. Here again, it's just separating out full and part-time employees and where they stand as far as the engagement standards. And then the salary band. You can see that we're a little less when it comes to those folks that work 50 to 100,000. But overall, we have increased and on the 30 to 50 and the less than 30,000 folks. And we are a 2023 top workplace. We did it again this year, 2 years in a row. So I am so ecstatic and so excited to be able to communicate that information to you all. We have communicated that to our employees during our staff day. So that was super exciting, and everybody was really, really excited to be part of that. From an HR perspective, I love it because I can then put that in our advertisements when we're advertising for new employees. And then also just in general, when we're interviewing folks, it is a great accomplishment to be a top workplace. It is not something that is easily done. So I think that says a lot about our company, our organization, our leaders, and the value that they put on all the employees. So I was super excited to hear that.
Yeah. I'm really happy to hear that. Leslie may have told me like 2 weeks ago that this.
Yeah. When we originally got it, it came out like a week and a half sooner than it was supposed to. And I was like, what? This wasn't supposed to come out until 2 more weeks. So it was really, really exciting. But this is just a little bit about Energage. You know, we do use the outside service just from a confidentiality standpoint, so people understand that, you know, their responses are taken in confidence. Nothing identifies them as to who responded in what way, because we do want them to respond openly and honestly, because no organization is perfect. We all need to have improvements. You know, we all need to focus on things and do things a little better, but we also need to focus on our wins and what we do right. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's great.
So that is my presentation for this evening. So hopefully I am going to expand upon it. Oh, sorry, let me unshare here. Hopefully my goal is at the time that we have our board meeting, that we have that information based on the information from our managers and our supervisors. Can you all still see my screen sharing?
Yes.
You can, okay. Sorry, your pictures are all in the way and I can't click the button.
We'll just erase this.
There we go. Stop sharing. Okay, so does anybody have any questions for me as far as the survey? Like I said, we are going to identify those improvements, and hopefully based on the team coming back, they'll be able to give us some ideas, and we'll present that to you all during the board meeting in May. And then also in May, I hope to have some information to share with you just on staff day and how it went. We did a little QR code at the very end to get our employees' opinions on how they felt staff day went, if they enjoyed it. And I personally think it was a blast. So we had a lot of fun. We shared some videos from IHLS member libraries, from some of the board members, and you know, it was just so nice to see that appreciation.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm curious to see how that went. I did do a video because I got a gentle reminder from Stacy that I need to do this.
It was great. It was great. We put you up on a big screen. We had several screens. So we had a giant screen, and then we had three other screens that were there. So everybody got to hear all the thank yous from the member libraries. And it was just such a great array of thank yous from the management team thank yous, and then for thanking delivery, calling out special drivers and special share members. And I think that, you know, our staff really, really appreciated that, because many times they're called because of problems and not necessarily just to thank them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was wondering if we have anything planned for this wonderful occasion. You know, have you guys talked about some wonderful kind of celebration, or
Yeah. So last year, what we did was we did cupcakes to celebrate our top workplace. We did some cupcakes and we gave out some top workplace pens that we had. So we are, I'm going to get with Marcom and find out just some incentives that we can have and just a celebration at each of our hubs because they truly made the difference and they truly, gave us this award. So it's great.
And that's 2 years in a row. I mean,
I know I was so excited. And last year was the first year we participated. So that was so awesome. I tell everybody what a great organization IHLS is, and this just proves
I do too.
it.
And I like those words that that described. That was wonderful, you know.
Yeah, the culture clouds and stuff. Yeah, those were really nice. Definitely. But
And
yeah, so hopefully
you
we
can't
can.
get that smile off your face very fast, can you?
No, absolutely
It
not. This is awesome. Yes, it's just such a wonderful, a wonderful thing to be a part of. And, I mean, I know I'm here because of the people and because of the mission and supporting our member libraries. And in just the short 3.5 years that I've been here, I have learned so much. I had no idea what was involved in the everyday workings of a library. And just quite honestly, I'm shocked at all the hats that a library has to wear, and the librarian and the director and just the team itself. And it's tough. It's not an easy job.
I'm so glad to know this. This is great. Absolutely. So you're going to present at our meeting then,
I'm going to have a presentation. Yep, I'll have a presentation at the meeting there. I'll make sure that I cover everything and answer anybody's questions as well. So.
Okay. So let's, I guess we don't have much else. Is I don't think there's any more public comment or
Nope.
announcements. So it
Nope.
is 4:32. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Thank you, Linda. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Kelly.
Sure.
I think that's good enough to say that we're done. So I will talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.